Opening statements begin today in a lawsuit involving the state of Rhode Island and 8 major lead paint manufacturers. Rhode Island has sued the paint companies, claiming they knew their product was harmful to children. In that way, the case resembles suits filed against tobacco companies, and it's the latest in a rash of suits by aggressive state attorneys general against corporate America. Kelly McEvers reports from Providence.
Lower that TV. Really low.
When Liz Colon and her husband George bought their first house, they figured they could take years to fix it up. It was 1996, and the couple had no idea an old house could be harmful to their 3 children. Their son Sammy was just a year old. After routine tests, he was hospitalized for high blood lead levels. Inspectors found lead paint dust in every room in the house. The family had only lived there 3 months. 6 years and $45,000 later, Sammy's lead levels are down. The house is lead safe, and Liz Colon is an activist.
Do you remember going to the doctors to get blood work?
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
I hate it. Once they took a shot in my finger.
High blood lead levels in children under 6 can cause everything from developmental disorders and lower IQs to brain swelling and occasional death. In Sammy's case, he didn't grow from the time he was 3 until he was 5. Now 7, it's still too early to determine the long-term effects of the lead. While lead paint was banned nationwide in 1978, Rhode Island is an old state, with old buildings. 80% of the homes here, some 300,000, are believed to contain lead. Liz Colon says it's high time those who made the paint own up to their part in alleviating the problem.
Every community-based organization, every state agency has come to the table and been a part of a plan in taking responsibility. The only people that have not done anything to share in the responsibility is the lead paint industry.
The state sued the industry in 1999, claiming lead paint is a public nuisance no Rhode Island citizen should have to bear. Like the tobacco cases, the state hopes to prove the industry knew the product was harmful, but manufactured and marketed it anyway. The suit targets familiar names, such as Sherwin-Williams, Glidden, DuPont, O'Brien, and others.
What you humming, honey?
Be sure the paint you're buying is
O'Brien.
Rhode Island Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse admits the case could be a tougher sell than tobacco, because the alleged offenders erred decades ago. But, he says, the results of their offenses have not gone away.
It's not kids in the pre-1978 who are getting poisoned who we're worried about. It's kids this year and next year and the year after that. And if we don't do something about it, we will continue to see lead poisoning of children in Rhode Island for decades to come.
The industry admits it knew by the 1950s that lead paint was dangerous to children. That's when most companies stopped marketing lead-based paint for interior use. The industry says the blame for lead poisoning should fall on landlords and homeowners who are required by state law to keep old paint intact. A recent Brown University study here found that just 200 landlords are responsible for the thousands of lead poisonings each year in Rhode Island. To make their case, paint companies have mounted a powerful defense team, including former Iowa Attorney General Bonnie Campbell.
The analysis I always did as Attorney General was you should reward good behavior and punish bad behavior. What happens with this unwarranted litigation is we're saying to these companies who acted responsibly that we're going to punish you for doing the right thing.
Rhode Island Attorney General Sheldon Whitehouse is running for governor this fall. He's part of a new breed of aggressive attorneys general. Around the country, they are taking on fast food companies, Microsoft, and even Wall Street. Lead paint suits have been filed in other places, but Rhode Island's is the first to go to trial. If Rhode Island wins, the paint industry could face even more lawsuits. For NPR News, I'm Kelly McEvers in Providence.